The views and opinions expressed during this podcast are those of the author, and any content provided by the host or the guests of this podcast are based on their own opinions and upon information that they consider accurate or reliable. It should not be relied upon as such. The content should be only considered for entertainment purposes only.
Thanks.
Get your smoke on. Get your chill on. Let's get these conversations on. Crawling on moms and anybody who's living life. The Pop Moms Podcast is here. Talking all things cannabis with a mama twist. Like a freshly rolled hemp joint infused with a bit of that, a bit of this. It's all part of the experience of life. Thanks for tuning in. You ready to begin? Then welcome to the PMP.
Pop Moms Podcast. The Pop Moms Podcast.
It's on.
The Pop Moms Podcast. It's the Pop Moms Podcast.
Oh, it's on.
Oh, hello, and welcome to the Pop Moms Podcast. I'm your host, Kate. This week, I had the absolute pleasure of talking to Alexa, who is part of the Trifecta team at Seventh Hill CBD. Alexa and her team create caramels, oils, pre-rolls, and more for your optimal enjoyment. Now, I was first introduced to Seventh Hill CBD when we interviewed Rana with Spativa during a road trip to Medford, Oregon. It certainly wasn't my first go-around trying or experiencing CBD, but it sure was the first time when I kind of realized the importance and the potency that CBD has to offer. So let's rewind. What is CBD, do you ask? Let's have a refresher. CBD stands for cannabidiol, and it is a compound found in cannabis. As you will hear in the interview, CBD is best used in tandem with THC. But that doesn't need to be scary. It can actually be really beneficial and entirely delicious. CBD has been known to help with seizures, anxiety, body pain, sleep and appetite regulation, and more. Seventh Hill is most famous, and correct me if I'm wrong, for their caramels. They distribute all over the U.S., so hit up their website, www.seventhhillcbd.com, to see if you can get it at a location near you. But good news, they also have a really extensive shipping map, so check out their site to learn more. Again, their site is www.seventhhillcbd.com. You can also go to our bio on our Instagram at Pop Moms Podcast, and we'll have an easy link for you there as well. So talking about their caramels come in Rise, Inspire, Unwind, Balance, Chill, all things I personally really like experiencing in a positive way, in addition to different ratio CBD to THC options. So you're bound to find something that you like there, and I can definitely speak to the taste, to the quality, and the effect. These are top-notch. I really, really enjoy this brand, and it's a really nice treat for yourself. They've also been kind enough to extend a discount code for Pop Moms Podcast listeners to use. So if you head over to their website, www.seventhhillcbd.com, you can go ahead and type in Pop Moms Podcast and you'll receive 15% off your order. So Seventh Hill CBD is also on the gram at Seventh Hill CBD. Go check them out. And in addition to their use of THC and CBD at legal limits, so don't worry, no worries there. They enhance their products with terpene profiles for a really full spectrum plant effect. So I won't waste any more of your time. Let's go ahead and cut to the interview with Alexa. Keep blazing, stay amazing, and enjoy this episode. So today we're here with Alexa, who is the life and spirit behind Seventh Hill CBD Caramels. And please, Alexa, tell us a little bit about yourself. Tell us what we need to know about just, yeah, you.
Yeah, so I'm a mom first and foremost.
Woo for moms. Yeah, we do the unthinkable.
So being a mom and a business owner is everything. I'm part of a team with my partner and his brother. So I'm not the only one, but I am definitely like the aesthetic and the pretty parts of Seventh Hill. I do like the marketing and the social media and the website, and my partner, he actually makes all of the product himself. All of our caramels, all of our crispies are made by him in our kitchen. And then his brother does all of like the packaging and shipping and accounting and everything else. So the three of us make up like the perfect combination of powers. And yeah, so together we kind of have formulated this product line that's the kind of products that we would want.
And isn't it funny, like, that's kind of, like, a really big theme is, like, other business owners that I've talked to is, like, they can't find it. They get fed up with trying to find it, not getting it, and essentially creating what they're lacking. And I think that that is incredibly awesome. I love that you work with not only your family, but your partner as well. I have worked with my partner in the past too, and it's cool. It's cool to be a part of something outside of like the, you know, day-to-day of like a family and have it be different and have you guys kind of pouring your same blood, sweat, and tears into your future and into creating an amazing product like Seventh Hill caramels. And you guys are kind of expanding too. I keep seeing that like there's different caramels that you can have for different types of, I guess, feelings or different types of experiences. What's your favorite product that you make?
My favorite is probably our 2-to-1 Rise Caramel. It's 20 milligrams CBD, 10 milligrams THC, and then uplifting terpenes. So it's like the perfect edible for like feeling the effects, but not being totally weighed down, still being productive, and also having like that sativa feeling. It's like perfect for in the daytime, perfect in the morning. I even like if I'm trying to be productive at night and like I like to craft, so if I'm trying to get a little last burst of energy to, like, express myself at the end of the day, like, that is my go-to. Or if I'm trying to feel the stony effects, our new crispies are where it's at.
Okay, tell me more about those.
Yes. So we tried a crispy before, and we tried to do it vegan, and that was kind of difficult. So this one is just a classic marshmallow Rice crispy treat, super potent. It's got a 1-to-1 ratio, so 40 milligrams CBD, 40 milligrams THC in the entire piece, plus like a hybrid balancing terpene profile, which I'm not gonna attempt to say all of the terpene names because they're pretty out there, but they are listed on all of our packaging. But the one in the balance caramel is almost like an apple, kind of like fruity, and I don't know, they're amazing. They're delicious.
That's awesome. I'm a huge fan of Rice Krispies. Like I am a huge fan, and I think it does naturally, to your point, kind of go with, you know, kind of like just the edibles and like what you've kind of been able to achieve with like caramels and caramel and like that. I think that that's really cool. And, you know, you kind of touched a little bit on having terpenes play a role in your product and how I love to see that, like, more than just THC, CBD, like, we're even taking it to that next level and we're talking about terpenes, how those kind of, like, shape our experience. Because, like, it's so funny, like, the word terpene, right? Like, I'd never, ever used it hurt. I had never, ever heard it used for anything, right? Until I started learning more about weed. And so then to find out it's literally in everything, like, oh my God, and how everything plays a role in our experiences and our senses. Like, I think that's so cool that we are looking to further be able to kind of like control our high and like, I honestly like get more out of cannabis by including it in its use.
Oh yeah, totally. I mean, I was a bud tender a long, long time ago in Arizona in the med market. And I was, even back then, like, serving medicine to people. I was totally ignorant to terpenes, even the concept of full spectrum. Like, I remember being so, like, almost like a little naive and kind of just ignorant to the benefits of CBD and all of those pieces working together. And yeah, my partner Ryan, he'll research everything to the core and back, and it's crazy. And he's the one that really discovered terpenes and started doing the research. And you know, he's also very confident in translating laws, and so we were able to push those limits with the THC content to make it a more well-rounded product, even though we actually caught a lot of heat at the beginning for having even 1 milligram of THC in our products.
What did you catch heat for? Or like, how did that, like, tell me more about that, because that's really interesting.
Yeah, so we just had like a couple stores that like didn't want to carry our products because they would get people high, air quotes, or they had the 1 milligram of THC in it and they didn't think that that was legal. Or I think at first our recipe actually had 3 milligrams of THC and 25 milligrams of CBD. And it took us really like educating the stores and our partners and our customers and telling them that like these caramels are completely legal. They are well below that 0.3 limit, and that THC serves a purpose and it's important. And all of these companies like boasting about their THC product or THC free products are doing a huge disservice by just taking that completely out and not realizing what they're doing.
That resonates with me so much because like, I'm literally just chomping at the bit to like keep talking about this because you don't realize it. And like going back to what you said about like being a bud tender and like not even knowing about terpene profiles and like the education and miseducation that is seriously out there and how scared people are of THC. Like, and I get it. Right. It's been not only stigmatized for so long, but there's so many different sources of information and not all of it is true. Right. A lot of it is biased and there is a real need for standardized testing. Like 100%. This is why we're all pushing for the legality of it, is so that we can learn more about it. Like it's so hard to learn about things that, you know, people are not open to having conversations about. And like the fact that you guys were able to like educate your distributors, educate your consumers about it, like chef's kiss, congratulations. Like that is awesome. But that's a part about breaking the stigma of it and why it is so important. And like, I really want to touch more on what you were talking about the combination between THC and CBD, not only in edibles, but just like in the overall full spectrum of the plant and how important that is for like our body to maintain the homeostasis.
Yeah, I mean, it's across the board and everything. The whole is always greater than the sum of its parts. Like, if you take a vitamin, it's not just one vitamin. It's got other things in it. And even better, if you go to the real source and you just eat the entire fruit, there's so much more to be had there than just taking this one vitamin. And so combining CBD and THC in your products, it makes it more well-rounded and more diverse. And there's just more interactions going on within your body. And there's more cannabinoids for it to digest and do things with. And another huge part of it, not even just like the medicinal value, but the effects are, I prefer them. And my mom, she takes our caramels too. She's recovering from cancer. And so she will try an edible here and there, but the ones from the dispensaries don't have CBD in them. They're just straight THC. And that makes her heart race. It makes her anxious. It gives her weird dreams. And she told me the other day she really likes our products because they don't knock her out. They make you, you know, the effects are very pronounced and different than just CBD or just THC. But it's in like a really like moderate, healthy way. Like, I don't know. There's something to be said about not just trying to like be a glutton and consume as much THC as you possibly can. Like, there's value in making it more diverse. And so that's why all of our products are based on those. They're based on two variables, the cannabinoid profile, which can be a variety of CBD, Delta 8, THC, Delta 9, CBN. And then the other variable is the terpenes. And they all cause different effects, and they work together in different ways. And that's how you get the indica and sativa effects. But back when I was at a dispensary being a bud tender, we literally went onto Leafly and just typed in the name. And it was just based off of a name and genetics, what we called it.
Oh, totally. And it's like, it's so funny that even like, when I was first, I guess, like, when we had first moved to Seattle and we were in a market where, like, you can kind of be wined and dined by a weed right. store. Like, you can be like, what's this one? What's that uh-huh. one? Like, I would do a lot of the same research, like, what strains are going to be good for this? But then again, like, that's also holding one establishment like Leafly yeah. accountable for, like, accurate yeah. portrayals of it and correct information. And I think, like, it's so interesting, like, you the point that you brought up around, like, it's not like it's kind of in the same realm of like we can't have nice things, but like there is moderation and conscious consumption. Like, I think is honestly going to be really a next like phase of cannabis and like understanding why we shouldn't keep like why do we need to separate things and like why do we need like consuming full spectrum and the whole plant and all of that. Like, we keep artificializing, which is not even maybe a word, but like we keep making artificial a lot of yeah, these things. Yeah, like, why are we fighting nature?
Yes.
And the convenience and the breaking yeah. it apart. And like, I completely agree. It's so obvious too, like products that I use where I'm like, this isn't the same. And it's, I love your example of like with your mom, right? Because like, so I'm like, I had something happen where I injured my knee. And so I've really been, it's very interesting to me, like, how everything is reacting. You know what I mean? Like, how,
right.
like, the first night it happens, like, I, my, his name is Sebastian, but he is one of the people that I buy edibles from. And he delivered these amazing, like, macaroons, and they're like, 30 milligram, like, again, whole plant. And, like, I took that, and, like, that works better than any ibuprofen, like any yeah. amount of like pain, something that I could take. Like, I'm rubbing THC balm on my knee and like understanding how like plant medicine really can benefit us and how cannabis is like so primed to be able to do that. Like, and you can have it in yeah. a caramel. Like, oh my God, what do you want to do? Swallow a little orange pill, or like you want to have a decadent caramel? Like,
right.
you know, I think it's, yeah. it's very interesting how like some of the like things that keep coming across in terms of moderation and like not wanting to just like, and I get it. Like, there are 100% times where I'm just like, I just want to get high as hell. And like, right. that's fine. But there's certain things for that versus like using it in like an everyday sense. I don't want to get insanely baked out of my mind. I want to use it in a complementary way to like what my lifestyle is. And I think your right. product like is so accessible to do that.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. And honestly, I know some, I even was kind of naive to like, okay, do I really want an edible? Like, I was straight up like a THC consumer my whole life. And then once I became a mom and I needed to like function fully and like succeed and do like a meet like more than I was currently doing, like the CBD was crucial for me, and it helped with anxiety. Like, my baby was born April 2020, there was so much going on in the world. And when I finally just started, you know, taking a tincture in the morning and then taking a 2-to-1 rise in the afternoon to like keep me going. And then, okay, maybe it's nighttime and there's a fire roaring through our town and I need to sleep. So let's take that high THC, like relaxing terpene edible and go to sleep. Having those options to kind of like craft and customize it is so fun. And you can even take it further and like stack them. Like I tell my mom's friend who takes our caramels, she needs them for sleep. She loves our chill CBN ones, but she also loves our 2-to-1 extra strength. I told her if you take half of each, you are getting like the absolute most benefits you can. You're getting such a good variety of cannabinoids and terpenes. Like that's the way to do it. And I've never really had that like option at a dispensary. And my favorite is asking these people, okay, do you know what is giving this product its relaxing effects? Do you know why they're calling it uplifting? And 9 times out of 10, they do not. They have, it's just like a marketing thing that they've slapped on to a package, which is always interesting.
Well, I completely agree with you. And I think like the education of like bud tenders is like super necessary. And I think like, I mean, it's kind of like, it comes down to like, again, like the education that really needs to happen. Like you don't need to educate someone working at like a liquor store, but like, I think that there's really good merit because when you're working with THC and you're working with CBD and understanding, again, to your point, how they work together, how terpenes come into play, like all of that is really important because then you are looking at it like medicine and how it interacts with your body. It's not just, right, you know, this thing to get fucked up on. And again, that's fine. That's totally fine if that's like the MO. But, you know, there's so much more that I think makes it less alien for people who don't want to use it to get like out of their mind, you know, who want to explore options for pain management, anxiety management, sleep management. And like, it checks all those boxes within one plant, which is like amazing.
I mean, even further than that, like some terpenes have like antibacterial properties. Like some terpenes are antiviral. Some, like, you can use certain terpenes to help, like if you have a foot fungus or like eczema or something like that, terpenes, beyond just like mental relief, there's even like properties that we don't even realize are going on in there. It's amazing. And when you do the research and you learn more, that I think helps you become inspired to find those things when you go into the dispensary. And it helps you look for the brands that care about those things or are talking about those things and how do they use them. Our terpenes are our favorite. And I love taking the bottles to events that we do and letting people smell them and experience them. It's fascinating.
Well, because like cannabis is something that you can actually like, you have multiple like sensory experiences with it, right? Yeah. You have taste, you have smell, you know, you have in some cases touch. Like it's really interesting. Like, and I mean sight, obviously, when you're looking at either gorgeous product or beautiful buds. But like, I think that's, I love that. And I love that like now you go like, okay, first it's like, okay, let's just sell weed. And then it's like, okay, let's like craft it in a way that's more of like a way for people to have like an entryway to like experiencing some of the goodness around it. Then, you know, enter caramels. And like, you guys take a really cool process of like from farm to table, and you have like really extensive third party testing. So from like a trust perspective, like here's now where I think a lot of these cannabis companies or, you know, anyone involved in the industry can really take it to the next level is, you know, kind of creating that like umbrella of trust within their customer subset, because like people are apprehensive about it, and making people feel like calm and in control of like their experience, I think is like the first step to having it be used more mainstream.
Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of up to you as a business owner to take that step to be like, to do it the right way. I mean, there's definitely brands that, and there's nothing wrong with this, but there's brands that are operating out of their home, and, you know, maybe they have a license that they need and they get a test done every now and then. But, you know, our products are all done in a licensed commercial kitchen. We have tests done, like, every time we make a new batch with a new butter, we have to figure out what that potency is and how to amend it. And then we have QR codes on all of our packaging, which will take you to a page that has all of those tests available for you to read. And another big gap that I'm trying to fill is a lot of consumers don't even know how to read a COA.
I know. Like, we're so lazy as consumers.
I've had to, like, educate retailers on it because, you know, back when we would have to explain to them how the 2-to-1s were legal, like people who were even selling the products didn't fully understand. And that's, like, a whole nother problem.
Yeah. Because if the, like, distributors or the people selling it don't have a good understanding of it, then that misinformation or no information, it's not being used to pass on to the end consumer.
Yeah, exactly.
Man, we got to be better. Yeah. I'm happy that you are.
I'm not good at explaining math or, like, that kind of concept. I've done it before. And plus, you get a couple stoners in a room together trying to, like, talk about numbers, and it's not always coherent. And so I haven't, like, mastered how to, like, translate this into a blog or a video to make it, like, the most effective way for people to learn. But yeah, it's definitely something that needs to be done.
I know. It's, like, so funny. What comes to my mind is, like, that soft music coming in to, like, you in a field and being like, hello, I know you don't read my packaging, so now I've been forced to make this video to go ahead and explain it to you. Please don't tune out yet.
We're only going to say a few numbers. So just hang in there.
Promise. And we'll flash them on the screen in case you're a visual learner. I love
it. No, I totally get it. And Ryan, I wouldn't get it either. Like, Ryan is the guy who just can talk about numbers. He can do long division in his brain. And for that, I just adore him.
That's amazing. Because, like, toss a remainder in there, like, I'm fucked. Like,
oh, yeah.
I can't.
Oh, yeah. No. Like, thank the Lord for calculators, because I can't do that. But, yeah. It is tricky, and I'm not trying to make anyone feel stupid for not understanding it. Like, it is, and every COA looks different, which is a whole nother side of it. But yeah, it's a problem. And then terpene tests aren't even typically done for within the industry. Even at dispensaries, they still aren't testing for terpenes, which I don't know why.
I know. And, well, again, like, it's almost like, again, because when you're leaving the laws of cannabis and the regulations of cannabis at a state level, like, from traveling from place to place where, like, it's legal, like, to where only certain parts are legal to maybe only medicinal is legal, like, it is a fucking head spin. And if you're trying to do something that isn't, like, state specific, like, it's really hard. And you guys have honestly done an awesome job about being able to extend your reach through, like, your online sales and being able to send product that way. But, like, I have to imagine getting that up and going was, like, a whole nother spectrum of, like, gray, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's so bizarre. Like, Nevada, of all states, of all their laws, terpene testing is required for all flower, which is so weird. Like, of all the things that they require in that state, it doesn't make sense to me. It's just, like, a simple extra step that companies can take. And we have actually kind of not been forced, but a lot of the things we've done have been because our retailer in Florida has different rules compared to the retailer that we sell to in Texas. And, you know, the store in Texas has to have a QR code on the packaging that takes you to a third-party test. And maybe the store in Florida That was my cat falling off of something.
Hopefully they're okay.
He's good. They land on their feet. But then in Florida, you know, they require like an address, or they require, you know, this, that, or the other thing. And so that's been a fun way for us to make sure that we've got all of the little things that matter, that add up and make a difference. And I don't know, maybe other companies don't necessarily work with the same stores, and so they don't like meet those same requirements. But we're happy to do it. We've even had to like provide full panel testing for distributors and get product liability insurance and all of that kind of stuff. And we're happy to do it. It makes a difference. It makes people trust us. And I wish I could be more transparent and like tell everyone about this kind of stuff, but I just don't have the time to write a blog about all of this. But well, if you take the time to like look at the packaging and look at our page and just do some research, you'll definitely see like the work and how it compares to what other brands are doing.
I was just going to say, like, it makes your brand a better brand. It makes your brand like immediately, like there is trust conveyed through your website, through the descriptions, like of how to go ahead and use the product. Like, I love it because it's like, it's so easy to understand and it's so digestible, which is kind of another barrier when you're, to your point, having to check boxes of different testings in different states. Like when you're initially getting started, it's hard to kind of make heads or tail of it. So for you to have that resource available on your website, like, I think is really fantastic. And thank you for that. Would you mind letting the listeners know where they can get your product?
Yeah. So our product is available online, 7thhillcbd.com. We can ship to just about every state, but if for some reason you're having issues, it's probably because of our payment processor, which is just another hoop that we have to jump through. We've also had to remove our Delta 8 products from the website. So if that's something that you're looking for, you can always reach out to us directly. Or again, if you're having issues with shipping, you can reach out directly. We also have a page on our website with all of our retail partners listed. And then at the very bottom of that page, there's like a live map that you can look at your state and see where the closest store is at. And some of our store partners don't have the same issues with Delta 8 and shipping, so you can always order through them as well. And that's a great thing that we love to encourage, because not only are you supporting us, but you support them as well. You know, we're both benefiting from that sale, and that is our favorite.
I was gonna say only a mom and only a cannabis company would say that, like, you know what I mean, like how like selfless was that last statement? Like, not only are you like, you're like, I love it, you're giving options that benefit not only you but then benefiting, like, you know, your distribution community. I mean, like, that just sums up the cannabis industry in a lot of cases. And I mean, the good parts of it, right? There's definitely not the great parts of it, but like, right, that's the goal and that's the community, and it's just kind of like a common love for the product that really, like, that's what makes everyone want to help everyone else out and have them have that positive experience.
Yeah, I mean, it's all about succeeding together. What's the point in just being in your own little world? It's so much more fun when you've got people there like you and like this awesome opportunity.
Oh my God. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Like I said, I'm a huge fan of the product. Like, I'm going to have to get my next order in like this week, because I think someone had given me some and it's now gone. So I am like, okay, time to re-up again. But thank you so much, Alexa. I've so much enjoyed not only like speaking with you, but, you know, kind of getting to know you a little bit better. And like, when we find time, let's do that blog. Like, let's do, like, I'll do it too. I love it, because I love like just the continuing the education for people who are interested. Like, I love working with brands who are just like such stand-up brands. You know what I mean? Like, gosh, you guys are just like such a great embodiment of like the cannabis community and where it's going and focusing on what matters. And I'm, for one, grateful for that.
Yeah, I this has been awesome. I'm excited to continue our conversation however we can. Definitely.
Pop Moms rule.
That's our show. What'd you think? Did you like it? Did you hate it? Tell me. You can always email me, popmomspodcast@gmail.com. Maybe I haven't covered a subject that you'd like me to cover. Hit me up. I'm responsive on Instagram @popmomspodcast. We have a Facebook page that is ever growing, and I just really appreciate our entire community. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next time. Keep blazing and stay amazing. Take us away, Paul.
That's dope.
Bye, Mom.
Thanks for listening to today's show. To check out more great cannabis podcasts, go to podconnects.com. Here's a preview of one of our other shows.
Hi, my name is Kira Reed, and I'd like to invite you to be inspired by the women who are leading in the cannabis industry. Each week, we will discuss empowerment, leadership, and what it means to be a woman in charge in marijuana, hemp, and CBD. As the founder of the Women Empowered in Cannabis community, I have had the great pleasure to get to know many brilliant and talented women who are CEOs, executives, politicians, advocates, and community leaders that are focused on creating a cannabis economy that is just, fair, and equal. We'll learn how these women make decisions, how they navigate a predominantly male industry, and what they're doing to level the playing field for women. I hope you'll join us.